dead death. Dead. Words we avoid using. We say, he passed away, or he passed, or he went to the Lord. Why do we fear death? Why do we fear death? We are afraid of the death of a family member or a friend. We do not like to think about the death of our children. We are afraid of the idea of our own death. Why do we fear death? At times we fear death because we fear pain and suffering. During a long illness, there's often pain, suffering. Is that what we fear? We don't want to die. We don't want to suffer physically. At times we fear death because we don't know when we will die. It's a mystery. If we only knew exactly when, then we could prepare, or we wouldn't have to worry about it until then. At other times, we don't want to be separated from our loved ones. I think that might be a big example of why we fear death. Other reasons? Maybe we don't fear death. I thought I did not fear death until I was in a hospital bed facing brain surgery 4 years ago. Then it hit me. In today's gospel, Lazarus died, a good friend of Jesus. The scripture says, and Jesus wept. So the Jews said, see how he loved him. See how he loved him. Jesus felt these emotions because his friend had died. When I was a seminarian, I was a student chaplain at a hospital. There was a dying man who had problems with his liver due to his heavy drinking of alcohol for many years. His skin was colored yellow. I think it's called jaundice, because his liver no longer worked. After we had gotten to know each other, I asked him, are you afraid? He said to me, yes, I am afraid of dying. I said, why? Why are you afraid of dying? He replied, I am a sinner. I have many sins. I asked him, do you want a priest for the sacrament of confession? He breathed a sigh of relief and said, yes, please, a priest. I sent for a priest. St. Paul said in Romans, but if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is alive because of righteousness. With the grace of forgiveness, with the grace of forgiveness of sins, it is possible to not be afraid of death because Jesus will save us. The suffering of the world will pass away, and the glory of heaven is our future. Lent is a great time for the sacrament of confession. This sacrament has five names as given in the Catechism: confession, reconciliation, forgiveness, penance, and conversion. I like confession as a name because that's what I've used all my life. The more modern term is reconciliation, to be reconciled, to be made whole with one another and with God. Forgiveness, as our sins are taken away. Penance is a historical name. Conversion is another new name, I think brought about by Pope St. John Paul II in the Catechism. Confession, reconciliation, forgiveness, penance, and conversion. But whatever its name, we need this gift of God. After a confession, we express that sigh of relief, that weight lifted off our shoulders, as a dying patient expressed to me. And we feel the grace and love and peace in the healing and forgiveness of Jesus. We are able to begin life in a new way with a clean soul. One of my favorite passages on this is St. Paul describing in Galatians, we are made a new creation. A new creation, that's incredible. And we do not have to fear death anymore because we are ready for life with God. This Lent, let us make use of the sacrament of confession. Do not be afraid of death. Jesus has the words of eternal life. If we are unable to go to confession, for example, due to health restrictions of coronavirus, or some areas in the world with a few priests or other reasons, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 1452, teaches us, when it arises from the love by which God is loved above all else, contrition is called perfect, contrition of charity. When I was a boy, I used to think this meant saying the act of contrition in a perfect way with no mistakes. But no, it's an act of contrition of perfect charity, out of love for God, not out of a fear of hell, but out of a love for God. So ask the Lord to help us with that love. The Catechism continues, such contrition remits venial sins. It also obtains forgiveness of mortal sins if it includes a firm resolution to have recourse to sacramental confession as soon as possible, as soon as a priest is available, as soon as we can get over this coronavirus crisis and return to the sacraments. We still have the sacrament of reconciliation here in the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City. For example, yesterday we had two sessions at the cathedral with three of us. So if you're able to get out of the house, use this beautiful sacrament. And even with Governor Kelly's stay-at-home order, one of the exemptions is for religious purposes. So feel free, if you're able, to come to this sacrament. And if not, use the Catechism teaching, 1452. See how he loved him, the Jews said about Jesus. See how Jesus loves us. He loves us more than we can ask or imagine.